This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's newest members of Congress began their terms Friday. District 3 Republican Jeff Hurd.
I think we're going to get started working quickly on the House side to do everything we can to start advancing an agenda that will help benefit the citizens of southern and western Colorado.
Hurd's district includes Pueblo, Grand Junction, and a huge part of Colorado. The Jefferson County School District now has 5 known cases of alleged sexual misconduct involving children in the last year. The latest is former administrator David Weiss, who died by suicide this week and is under investigation for child pornography. George Muma Jr. is a veteran detective of crimes against children. He says the district needs to do more to regulate who can be identified as a trusted adult on campus.
When the school district started saying that they were going to make teachers or whoever a trusted adult, it raised the hair on the back of my neck, and I said, that's a problem.
The district did not respond to questions from CPR News about how teachers identified as trusted adults are trained or vetted. The man accused of attacking a Grand Junction TV reporter has a history of mental health challenges, CPR's Tom Hess reports.
Patrick Egan is accused of assault and bias-motivated crimes after he followed a reporter, questioned his nationality, and then tackled him. At his second court appearance, Egan's public defender noted a history of mental health challenges and that he was a Marine Corps veteran. The judge in the case declined to lower Egan's $20,000 bond, noting concerns for public safety. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.